Folks, we're having a little bit of technical difficulties. Please be patient. We are working on these technical issues, and I will be back very shortly to start the recording with you. Okay, folks, I'm very excited to be sharing with you this very important topic. That is, does the U.S. government use your birth certificate bond to monetize your labor in a treasury account? And if so, how you may be able to access that treasury account? So, without further ado, folks, give me one more sip of this water and I'll start shortly. Okay, let's do it.
Recording will start in 3, 2, 1.
Did the U.S. government use your birth certificate bond to monetize your labor in a treasury account? And if so, how can you access the funds in that treasury account? That is the topic I'm going to share with you. I'm Peyman Motahedeh, the president of Freedom Law School, which I found in 1996. And before I go into the topic, I'd like to tell you all a little bit more about myself. Because some of you are not familiar with me. What do you get the weird name like Peyman Motahedeh? Well, I'm an immigrant in Iran, born in a Jewish family, came here in 1977 at the age of 14. I thought I came to land the free and home of the brave. Instead, I find myself in land of the meek and the home of the indentured slaves. Back in 1992, after being an activist with the Libertarian Party for 3 years, I realized I was taught by some wonderful patriots that the average American is not required to file income tax. Since then, I've been teaching Americans about the IRS gigantic fraud, deception, slavery, and robbery of the American people, and helping you be free. Now, there's all kind of areas of slavery of the American people, but that's the worst. Since then, folks, I became an anti-Zionist. I'm against the international bankers, the Rothschild and Company, all those crooks and criminals in a one world satanic order they want. I'm against all those guys, folks, okay? So, but this topic is a very special one that needs to be specially addressed. So knowing for that, I want you to know, folks, I'm here to research everything thoroughly. Everything I say must be backed up. The reason IRS has not been able to put me in prison after almost 3 decades of not filing the income tax, because I'm doing it the right way. Okay? So these are topics that need to be discussed. Let's go to this topic. Okay? Let's go to my, so by the way, folks, if you've not been to our website, you should go there. Yes? So at our website at livefreenow.org, okay, this is where you want to start, by the way. I've said for a long time that there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. Absolutely no requirement. You got it, my friends? You should be free, not a slave. And your money goes to the criminal U.S. government who wastes your money recklessly, throws it away down the rat hole of military-industrial banking complex, and then commits crimes and covers it up as well with your labor, your money. No, don't pay these criminals anything they lawfully don't have to pay. Right now, if you go on our website, you start with this short video right there, 9 minutes. That's absolutely amazing. If you click on this at the end of this video, see that plays, I show everything based upon the law as published by the government. Like, for example, here's, you see, I bring you the Internal Revenue Code. This is the federal tax laws, okay? And then so after showing the law from the government's own website, at the end of this presentation, you'll be put on automatically a short playlist at the end, which is right here. Watch this few short videos right here on the right. You see the play of a half hour total. At the end of this video on the left is a box on the top left that you click on. That's the long version of this video on who is required to file 1040 tax forms and must pay income taxes in full, which is who, folks? Government employees. Yes, federal government employees. And Washington, D.C. citizens and residents are the only ones that have to pay federal income tax, not you, the average American. So if you haven't watched these, do that. But let's get to the topic at hand right now, okay? So here's the website that I think does a very good job explaining this issue. To redeem your birth certificate or certified copy of birth. So let's read from this website, who does a very nice job of explaining this issue. The question is asked is it possible to avoid and cancel a state-issued birth certificate or certificate of birth? Yes. Is it possible to obtain a certified copy of a hospital or birthing center witness attestation to a live birth? Yes. So, the site continues that since the U.S. went bankrupt in 1933, all new money has to be borrowed into existence. Folks, all the money in our system, every single dollar out there is borrowed in existence, okay, from the banksters. The government, businesses, or people have to borrow every dollar. It comes in the system. It's all credit, phony money. That's a very true statement, right, about money creation system in America. Okay. This website continues, all states start issuing serial numbered certificated warehouse receipts for births and marriages in order to pledge the people as collateral against these loans and municipal bonds taken out with the Federal Reserve banks. Now, this is something, folks, I got to tell you the truth. I've never seen the proof of this claim. I've never seen it. So I'm a doubting Thomas, and I tell you, don't believe me, anybody, internet, or the government. Verify everything, right? Let's continue. The full faith and credit of the American people is said to be what that which backed the nation's debt. Yeah. That simply means the American people's ability to labor and pay back that debt, okay? Now, the website continues, in order to catalog its laborers, the government needed an efficient, methodical system of tracking its property to that end. Humans today are looked upon merely as resources, human resources, that as well. Unfortunately, to them, to the elite, we're a bunch of sheeple, to just shear and milk our labor, you know? So the website continues. Why do you think when you call to see if a company is hiring you, you have to go through a division known as human resources? The people are resources to the government. Their birth certificates are a security on the New York Stock Exchange. Now, I'm going to tell you something, folks. I like to check everything out. I've never seen proof that the birth certificates are a security on a New York Stock Exchange. If any of you can find a proof of this, please get it to Field Law School right away. I want to see it with my own eyes. Okay? And the website says, which is why if you look at all birth certificates, in America, it will say at the bottom of this printed on security paper, do not accept if not on full color security paper. Well, I'm not sure about this either, honestly, okay? Full color security paper is just with full color security paper. It just makes it harder to defraud. To jump to the conclusion that that's the reason for this, that's not necessary. So think logical, folks. That's not necessarily so. Let's continue on. Okay. And the website says, at the bottom, you will always have a serial numbers, true, red numbers printed on the birth certificate, in which those numbers are a security stock exchange number on the world stock exchange. I have never, folks, never seen or heard of a world stock exchange. I don't think that such a thing exists. If it exists, please let me know, because I've never heard about it. I heard about New York Stock Exchange, Chicago Mercantile Exchange, other exchanges in London and Tokyo, but I've never heard of that. Okay. So on this World Stock Exchange, supposedly the American people are worth money to the international bank, that bought the government in 1930s. The international bank is not mentioned. What international bank? Okay. Is it International Bank of Settlements? World Bank? What is it? I've heard about International Bank of Settlements in Basel, Sweden. Heard about the World Bank. I've never heard of International Bank. I don't know if such a thing even exists. Now, the website continues that the government assignment of a dollar value to the heads of citizens in America began on July 14th, 1862, way back then, when President Lincoln offered 6% interest bearing bonds to states who freed their slaves on a per head basis. Well, I'm sorry, folks. There's no proof offered in this page to support this claim, you know? So, bottom line is that on this website, you know, it talks about this stuff, and it continues that by encouraging Congress to spend money it doesn't have, Congress has to turn around and lean on American labor and American private property for collateral. I don't know about that either. Why? Because I know that the federal government, here it is, folks, that's the language I just read. I know that the federal government can raise money by taxing its own employees and citizens and residents of Washington, D.C. They can and do that, okay? Now, the website continues that they do that by fraudulent conversion of birth certificates. For example, how they do this fraudulent conversion? Doctors who are franchisees of the state are obligated to sign birth certificates and forward them on to Secretary of State. Well, they do have to give them to Secretary of State. And actually, that's not true. They forward them to the county recorder's office, not the state. The state has made up of many counties, and birth certificates are held by counties, local government, or shires, not the state. So it's not correct that the Secretary of State handles birth certificates. No, it's the county that issues the birth certificates. Okay? The website says they make certified copies and forward those birth certificates to the Department of Commerce in Washington, D.C. Ah, okay. That's the big crux of the argument, that they are forwarded to the Department of Commerce in D.C., and then the Department of Commerce does the same thing. They make certified copies and forward them to the International Monetary Fund in Brussels, Belgium. Okay. Now, that's a different bank, by the way, the International Monetary Fund, whereas before they mentioned International Bank. Now, I've heard that this part is incorrect, because I was told by many others that the county recorder's office sell your birth certificate to the U.S. Department of Commerce. So, what is the truth about this? Well, let's go look at a little bit more on the website like this one. Okay, this one says Stop the Pirates. Okay, and it says you can access your account at the U.S. Treasury to eliminate debts. Yes, that's what this website says. Okay, now, so it says that it is your choice whether to offset the debt with your prepaid account at the Treasury account by accepting the bill for value and sending the bill to the paymaster, the Secretary of U.S. Treasury, or to the IRS for adjustments, okay? Or give them the equity from your labor, which is in the form of Federal Reserve notes, checkbook money, or credit card money. And this says that this website gives you the ability to eliminate debt with your prepaid account, of course, okay? Which means that you can owe a credit card company $10,000 or $10 million, and you can eliminate that debt. That's what the website says. And the cost to you, it's only, look at it on the left side, secure property, party creditor package, process pack, only $64.95. Isn't that wonderful, folks? Isn't that wonderful, folks? Look at this. Aren't you excited? For $65 only, you can pay off all your debts. Isn't that a greatest deal? Well worth it, isn't it? You should go, and for $65 at this website, right, look what you could do. Right, you can accept a bill of value, right? And then, you know, you can pay off, look, well, you know, everything. Eliminate debts with your prepaid account, of course. You know, you could pay the IRS. Ah, and look at this, folks. Something else, this website shows you how to do it right. Look at this website, okay? This website right here. I'm going to play what this guy says, Treasury Direct Calculation on your birth certificate bond. So this guy shows you how to go to the U.S. Treasury website, how to do this correct. Listen to one portion of his 3-minute talk, okay? Here we go. After 7 seconds, here in the video, here we go. Well, folks, you can, you know, further go on this page and our video and watch the instruction that this guy gives, okay, on how to go to the government's official website and claim your labor and use that to pay your debts and the IRS, everybody off, right? Now, let's go to that website right now of the government, okay? Here we go. This is treasurydirect.gov. The government official website, which says calculate the value of your paper savings bonds, okay? And this is for people who have savings bonds with the U.S. government. You know, you want to see how much it's worth. People lend money to U.S. government. That's what a bond is. Long-term borrowing. Short-term is notes, like a year or less. You lend the government money is notes. Over a year is a bond. That's what that is. So how much is your bond will be worth in 3 years or 10 or 30 years? This website is designed to help you calculate that. That's why you see at the top, it says calculate your, the value of your paper savings bonds. However, let's look at this, at this page. A little bit lower, I'm going to zoom in for you a little bit so you can see this a little bit better. It gives us a warning, okay? Okay, the warning they on this website is this. Let me zoom out just a little bit less. Here we go. It says, beware of internet scams with a picture of this site claiming that you can enter your birth certificate number to access bonds owed to you. Huh. Okay. So we can put your, so it's not true that you can enter your birth certificate number to access bonds owed to you. That's not true. Well, what else does this website says? Okay. The website says that those claims are false and attempts to defraud the government can be prosecuted. Okay. And they give us this link below that. We're just going to go to this link right here, which takes us to this page. Okay. Birth certificate bonds, Treasury Direct. And what do they say to us about birth certificate bonds? Okay. Well, the government claims that several internet blogs and videos make false claims that the United States birth certificate is a negotiable instrument, a document that promises payment that can be used to make purchases that will be charged to an exemption account as identified by your social security number or EIN, request savings bonds with the government in your name and owed to you. See, owed to you, money owed to you, right? And the website says, the truth is birth certificates cannot be used for purchases, nor can they be used to request savings bonds appropriately held by the government. Okay. Also, exemption account is a false term. These accounts are fictitious and do not exist in the treasury system. Well, let's see what else the government says. Well, the government claims the story is that is, this story is a variation of the older bogus site draft, bills of exchange drawn on a treasury scam. Okay, I see. Site draft, bills of exchange drawn on a treasury scam. I'm going to go there. We don't have time for that. But it does say that the common tale offered in the scam states, when the United States government went off the gold standard in 1933, the federal government somehow went bankrupt. With the help of the Federal Reserve Bank, the government became a corporation, called the government franchise and converted the bodies of its citizens to its capital value, supposedly by trading the birth certificates of your citizens on the open market and making each citizen a corporate asset, sometimes referred to as a straw man whose value is controlled by the government. Okay? And they say that they call these scams that vary in method for citizens to gain control of their alleged assets, such as filing a UCC-1 financial statement, activating a Treasury Direct account, TDA, or creating bonds by using the saving bond calculator. Okay? So, folks, there's more on this website you got to read for yourself. But let me just tell you this. As an immigrant from a tyrannical country, Iran, where I knew government was criminal and corrupt, they could just kidnap you, put you in prison, no one knows, no jury trial, no trial, torture you, execute you. Right, they did in Iran. I'm not a fan of government. Over there or here, okay? And yes, it is the international banksters that practically own this country with their money. They buy the politicians and the deep state in the Department of Injustice, IRS, CIA, NSA, FBI, the heads of these agencies, and federal judges, because they all are appointed and approved by the politicians, which they own. So they indirectly own all the system, folks. It's sad. We no longer have the freedom we had in the time of founding fathers and many decades after that. We lost it. However, folks, it's time to look at the truth. This argument, don't cut me off now, I'm going to tell you the truth, don't leave, hang in there, is simply bogus. This whole argument about birth certificate being sold to U.S. Treasury Department by the county or the state, monetizing your labor through that, is completely, utterly nonsense, baseless. No proof is given for that. You just read it on internet, just like the Tooth Fairy and Easter Bunny scam. And just because some people have done it and they got money out of it doesn't mean it works. People have gone to prison for this stuff. Yes. You know who? The guy that promoted this stuff way back then, about 20 years ago, was a guy I knew named Eddie Kane. He's one of the great grandfathers of this stuff. And he's the guy that got black actor Wesley Snipes in trouble. And that's where they came after Wesley Snipes. And then they tried to put him in jail, which they did. Okay, you don't believe me? Here it is, folks. Look at this. This is Department of Injustice press release, okay, that they did in October 17, 2006 on Wesley Snipes and two other indicted on tax fraud charges. When Eddie Ray Khan of Sorrento, Florida, and Douglas Rosal of Venice, Florida, okay, they charged with conspiracy to defraud the IRS and presenting a fraudulent claim for payment to the IRS. What is that fraudulent claim for payment to the IRS? Here, look at the indictment, documentation and proof, okay? Here's the indictment. It was filed in the United States District Court, Middle District of Florida, Ocala Division. United States of America versus Wesley Trent Snipes, Eddie Ray Khan, and Douglas Rosal, right? Let's go down this indictment, folks, and zoom on a little bit on certain paragraphs. Here is paragraph 11. See? Here it is, folks. So-called bills of exchange were fictitious documents fraudulently purporting to be financial instruments issued under the authority of the United States. Okay? Such documents were falsely drawn and had no material value. Sadly, I have to, in this case, agree with the U.S. government. Look at paragraph 29 of the indictment. On or about November 30, 2000, defendant Snipes caused to be sent to the Secretary of Treasury a fictitious bill of exchange signed by defendant Snipes, fraudulently denominated in the amount of $1 million, together with an IRS payment voucher from 1040ES, bearing defendant Snipes' name and social security number. Yep, that's right, folks. That's what Snipes did. Furthermore, after next year, following year, on or about January 18, 2001, defendant Snipes caused to be sent to the Secretary of Treasury a fictitious bill of exchange signed by defendant Snipes, fraudulently denominated in the amount of $12 million. Together with two IRS payment vouchers bearing defendant name, Snipes' name, and social security number. Yes. And furthermore, he did it again, paragraph 39, on or about September 10, 2002. Defendant Snipes caused to be sent to the Secretary of Treasury a fictitious bill of exchange signed by defendant Snipes, fraudulently denominated in the amount of $1 million. Together with the IRS payment voucher form, 1040S bearing defendant Snipes' name and social security number. And by the way, I know that Snipes asked the government to send the rest of his money after paying the IRS cash back. Issue him a check for the balance of his treasury account. What happened here, folks? The lawyers of Wesley Snipes were able to convince the jury that Snipes followed the wrong, baseless, patriot mythology garbage of Eddie Khan. Okay, and he got convicted Snipes of 3 years of not having filed tax returns. You know, that's it. Got 3 years of prison. That's it. But Eddie King got over 20 years. Okay. 20 years. Because this is all his faceless patriot mythology that he convinced Snipes to do. Folks, don't make the mistake. I started out with patriot mythology back in 1992 with the adhesion contract theory. Then I became a sovereign state citizen. Then I heard about Uniform Commercial Code, UCC 1-207, World UCC 1-305, the banks of bankruptcy of the United States, the U.S. Corporation. That, you know, we went from common law to admiralty maritime statutory jurisdiction. And the way back from this commercial world is through reservation of your rights on UCC 1-207 on the papers you signed to get your way back on the common law premier rights. And not use zip code on your mail because it's a federal zone, the zip codes. And not your name in capital letters because your name in capital letters is not you. It's a dead corporate fictional entity. You're straw man. That's where they put your name in capital letters. Look at this, folks. See the name, Wesley Snipes, and Eddie Kane is in capital letters. Yeah, but guess what, folks? Doesn't matter. Eddie Kane, whether his name in capital letters or not, went to prison for over 20 years. So it was his knives for 3 years. It doesn't matter that you put your name in all capital letters. Who cares? Folks, so many people fall for this baseless tooth fairy, Easter Bunny theories out there, folks. And they don't do the stuff they should be doing. Look, this guy on his web, this video about treasury account, was posted this in July 2017, has over 55,000 views. My God. Fear Locker should have 55,000 views on my videos. You know, barely any, most of my videos do not even reach 1,000 views. He has over 55,000 views because people want easy answers. Everyone wants to get rich quick, get healthy quick, and be free quick. Website offers you two of them. Get rich quick and be free of the IRS quick. It's all nonsense. Don't fall for it, folks. And folks, these guys go to prison. I remember Eddie Kane. I knew his wife, Cookie, wonderful lady. Eddie Kane used to teach good stuff back in early 1990s. But later on, he got this garbage patriot mythology. And people, I've seen many people use this stuff and get in trouble, lose their stuff, go to prison. And then they say, oh, this stuff doesn't work. Forget it. I went back in the system because this patriot stuff doesn't work. You use baseless patriot mythology. Doesn't work. And they say, don't do what Freedom Law says because I've done that stuff. It doesn't work. You did not do famous Freedom Law School. Freedom Law School does it right. That's why I've been at it for 29 years. IRS has not been able to put me in prison. And I've beaten the butt the IRS. Yes, you want to see it? I'll show you. Here's our website, okay? Okay, I got it. Here's our website. All you got to do is livefreedom.org under victories. Go to Freedom Law School Victories over the IRS. And I got many victories of myself of the IRS, okay? For example, IRS has been investigating me since 1994 and is still unable to stop Haymon and Freedom Law School from exposing the IRS to deception. That's right, folks. Since 1994. That's before there was even Freedom Law School, they were looking at me. And right now, I'm under criminal investigation. I know that. People have been contacting me. Hey, they come and ask me about you, Paymon. I know that. So what? They can't do nothing about it. Okay? IRS came after me for over 10 years with $700,000. Tax lien on me and had it all removed. Yes. Click on the Victory Tree for details. Explains are there. Explanation is there. And the documentation are all attached. Here's the liens that are removed. I'll click on this part, okay, right here. Click on that, and you see, here it is, folks. The liens were removed, right? The IRS, here it is, wrote to me December 2011, and they say what? The copy, the filed withdrawal of no federal tax lien. Here it is, folks. Look at this, folks. Listen to this, folks. The problem of the Treasury, Internal Revenue Service, withdrawal of filed notice of federal tax lien. On the bottom left, Payman Mutahide. That's my name. And look at all these years of taxes that's been withdrawn, quarter after quarter, for a total on this page of 99,000. There's many more of these pages like that, folks. Yeah, a lot more fair pages of this. Look at that. Here's another withdrawal of notice of federal tax lien. Another page against me. Right? And look at this page, 204,000. That was removed. All of this was withdrawn. And our students have won also Freedom Law School student victories against the IRS. Victory after victory. It's all here, documented, okay? Details are there. And the IRS says, you know, the losing are here, the hyperlinks. See, all the stuff is right there, backed up. Check it all out for yourself, folks. So don't go for baseless legal theories, folks. Do the real thing that works. Go to livefreedom.org, right, okay? And as I showed you earlier, and watch the 9-minute video right here. Go watch the playlist on the top right. It goes into automatically. And then come watch a long video on the top left that you can go back to and watch. And then under Education Materials tab in the top center, go to each of these menu items there and read them, folks, and watch the videos there. This is your homework, not baseless legal theories, but stuff that works. Because everything, folks, in my videos is on government's own official websites. Yes. All backed up from the government's own official website. Just like, for example, this right here, the very first one. Everything here, folks, you see on this video is listed IRS 1040 form from IRS's own website. IRS instruction forms from IRS's website. Here's the Treasury regulations from the U.S. government's official website. Okay, here's the Internal Revenue Code from the government official website, okay? And you also see U.S. Supreme Court cases. All I rely on. And that's why this stuff works. The IRS cannot stop me, nor can they get to you. Because you're doing it correctly, my friends. Congratulations if you listen this far. There's something that's fishy about these wild, fantastic theories you can just run off your desk for a $65 package, right? Like this guy says here. $65, right? And you can eliminate debts with your prepaid account. Of course. Let me zoom in on this guy's claim. Yeah. Look at that. The guy's saying, eliminate debt with your prepaid account. Wouldn't that be nice? Oh my gosh. How come nobody told me about that before? For $65, our million. Let's eliminate them for only, oh my gosh, $65. Secured party creditor process package. My dream come true. Right? Don't go for that. Right? Stuff is on our website. So, go to livefreenow.org. Go to the petitions page, folks. You got to write your petition to U.S. Congress to expose the criminality of the U.S. government to lawfully free yourself from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Watch the video on this page. How to do it? Yes. You'll be free legally. And it's for free. Yes. This is for free, available to all of you. I'm not charging you for this stuff. No. For free. And at the bottom of this page right now, there's four petitions. There'll be more. Income tax, to stop withholding from your paycheck, Social Security taxes, and 1099 information reports. There's more coming. And if you open up these, on the new tabs, you see sample petitions on each of these pages, like how to lawfully free yourself from filing and paying income taxes. There it is. The petitions here. And yes, this is the form that's flashing with instructions in this video and instructions below on this page. Easy to find. And how to do it for every one of you to do it correctly, would and be free. And when you click on the petition, folks, it's right there. Boop. There's one of them. Okay? And all of them are backed up by the law as published on the government's own official website. Quoting the law verbatim, like here, yes. And more law quoted verbatim from government's own website. And the laws are attached at the end of the letter. They're listed here. All the laws listed in the letter. Boom. Not that they're listed here, but they're attached. And the relevant language is highlighted, dummy-proofed, from everybody to read and follow. Yes, it's all right there. So easy to follow. Yep, my friends, you can be free. But the key is twofold. Number one, don't live in fear of the government. And those of you who have this far are not. Great. You're not afraid of the criminals. But the danger is all of this patron mythology nonsense that directs you to the wrong way, useless, utter nonsense that'll get you slaughtered. Don't go that way. Stick with Freedom Law School, 29 years track record of winning and beating the IRS, and the same stuff that I know will be yours. Now, you could do it on your own. If you want to do that, that's fine. Or if you, some people say, hey, man, I don't want to lawyer up and learn all the stuff like you. Can you make it easy for me? If you want that, that option is also available. On our front page of livefreedom.org, go down and you see here where you can have Freedom Law School 7-year $1 million guarantee, where Freedom Law School will show you how to lawfully stop filing and paying income tax with our Royal Freedom Package. And Freedom Law School will keep the IRS from levying your money for 7 years minimum. Or Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million. Yes. This is a real guarantee for this Royal Freedom Package program, which is now over 20 years old track record of success and longevity. And the Royal Freedom Package with this incredible guarantee is as low as $500 per year. Yes. We allow payment plans. Everybody can afford it. And we allow you to refer people to Freedom Law School and get paid up to $5,000 cash or crypto if you choose. Yes. For referring people to Freedom Law School to free them of slavery. I want to pay you $5,000 cash tax-free. Free yourself with Freedom Law School and refer others to us. And bam, bam, bam. I'm going to send the envelopes with cash to you in the mail. Okay? So, folks, I love every one of you. Thank you for taking your time to love truth and freedom and educate yourself. Now it's your turn to go to our website and education material tabs and go educate yourself on our front page and there so you can live in freedom and prosperity. No more credit card debts. You can afford a better home. You can afford better food, better car, vacations, provide for your family better. Don't work so hard and long. Why should you be a slave? Be free. Have less stress, more peace, confidence, and joy in your life. If you want to live free now, the answer has been shown to you. Go to Freedom Law School's website, livefreenow.org, and start living free now. Okay. Let's go to your questions. Let's put the call number on the screen. Now we answer your questions about this topic or any other freedom topic. Questions you have from or about Freedom Law School. The number we're going to put on the screen for you to call, I'll give it to you again orally, is area code 657-383-1755. And press 1 on your telephone keypad. That will let me know you have a question. And your question will be taken one at a time. And for your privacy, no last name, only your first name. How you heard about us. And then your question. So, who do you have on the call waiting to ask questions? Give me the area code, please, guys. I'll call you one at a time.
Now we have
four callers. Someone for area code 314, huh? 831, huh? 818. Okay. 314-831, and who else? 410-425-970. And 81 area code caller came back. So, folks, hang here, the number one. Number two, those of you with questions, please, as a courtesy to other people waiting, get your question quick so I don't make the other people wait too long, okay? Just as a courtesy to each other. So call for Miracle 314. What is your first name? How did you hear about Freedom Law School? And then your question, please. Bobby, I hear myself echoing and talking. Other feedback, guys. Good. Good. Who's what's your name, my friend? And with about like a 5 second delay, Steve, I hear myself talking for some reason in my headset. Just so you know. Can't hear the call from area code 314. Let's go to the caller from area code 831. What's your name, my friend? I'm sorry, what's going on, Steve? We have a problem, technical issues, guys. What's going on, Steve? Oh, let me mute the volume on my computer, guys. Hold on. Yes, I muted myself on my computer. If that will fix the problem, we shall see. Okay, give it a few seconds, folks. Let's see if that works.
I got my Dana's
okay.
Payment.
Call for America 314. Try again.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear him at all. 831. Let's go to call from 831 area code. Are you there? I only hear myself, not the call. Let's go to another caller then. From area code 410. Is he there?
No, that one dropped off.
4-1 dropped off. Call for vehicle 425. You're live. Your first day, my friend.
Hello. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? 425.
Yes. What's your name?
Brian. I heard from you about you from the Bitcoin Bin Network. And
Brian heard from Bitcoin Bin. Very good. Okay.
Okay, my question is, if when I
turn him off, can I hear him? I need to hear from there.
Okay, when I order your product, the Royal package, if there was something,
if there was something
like a mistake that was made in past 1040 submissions, would they come after me simply because they saw I was a part of your network? And how would we deal with that if there was like the numbers were put in wrong or something wasn't reported exactly accurate by accident or something? Do you understand?
By the way, I hear him on here with a delay in my headset, by the way, Steve. I'm not quite clear about your question. What do you mean? Could you phrase it again one more time? Your question not clear.
Okay, I'm sorry. If I ordered your package and followed the instructions and got set up to go outside of the IRS system, not to use it anymore.
Okay, if you get the Royal Pin package, what about it? Okay.
Correct. Well, what happens if the IRS starts snooping around on past 1040 submissions?
Got it. I got your question.
Something's not.
What happens
was
after the previous 1040 forms you filed, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'll ask a question to you right now. It's on our website, my friend. Let's go to your Moscow website, and the answer is right there. I'll show you too quickly, okay? You see, if you go under education materials, okay, go down to danger of filing tax returns, the very first item there.
Okay.
When you go there, okay, go down after this stuff about this judge going to jail, tax court judge going to jail for filing and paying income tax. You go down and you see, here's this, says, did you know that in 1998, the IRS estimated that there were 63 million Americans who did not file income tax confession forms? Yes. Look at this link, hyperlink, for the IRS letter right here. I'm going to zoom in for you. The IRS is a real paper tiger, folks. This is a letter from IRS Department of Treasury in Washington, D.C., September 24th, 1998. And here's what they say in the underlined portion. Based on our 1996 tax filing program, we estimate there are approximately 63 million taxpayers who have not filed a tax return and initially would appear to have a legal requirement to file. This estimate is based on data available to the service, the IRS, on the individual master file. Well, look at this, folks. My friend, back in 1996, there was 63 million non-filers. Yes, could not keep track of them. They don't even know. They don't know. They're not targeting you one at a time and saying, hey, guys, listen, Ryan was a filer every year. He stopped following his years. Joe, Charlie, Susie, assign somebody to go after Brian because he just stopped filing and get us, go get him. They don't do that. They can't
okay.
do that. There's no way. There's already back then 63 million non-filers. Right now it's probably with population increase maybe 80 million. They have no way of doing that. See, they want you to believe you are weak. Now, let me show you something else that you're going to love, okay, on another one of my website pages, okay? Let's go to this page called The IRS's Mostly Bluff on the Education Materials. On The IRS's Mostly Bluff, here you see, because IRS is Mostly Bluff, two former IRS commissioners tell you the IRS is mostly bluff. IRS Commissioner Goldberg and Rosati. Here's what these two former IRS commissioners say. Let me zoom in this for you because it's such a wonderful, powerful statement that these two former commissioners tell you. Okay? Check this out. In this article, Babu, this is article from Forbes magazine, okay? This is came out February this year. Okay, here it is. On the right side, look at that right side. At the two former IRS commissioners, Goldberg and Rosati. Okay, that's them saying it. Not me. Let me get at the right side. You see the name? Goldberg and Rosati. Where's the pictures of them? Let me get them. The picture of these guys. Okay. Is it here? Hold on. Let me zoom out one more time because I want to see these guys' pictures. Yeah, on the right. See those guys on the top right? Yep. Those two guys. They're saying this. They say, hold on. This is the right picture. What's critical here is that substantially all of the revenue increase IRS is talking about does not come from IRS audits of Brian and other American people. Audits and collection, that's not where the substantially all the revenue comes from. Substantially all revenue comes from taxpayers getting it right when they file their returns. In other words, substantially comes from when taxpayers, what do? All the 1040 tax confession form. And you confess on your own, you owe the IRS money. And the word not in the article was highlighted. Not but, okay, they did that in the article. And the actual article is, you know, is, I have it right here. Where is it? Yep. Okay. So, that's the key thing I understand. You can read it all for years right here. Here it is. The actual quote. I'm going to bold it for you. The actual quote from the right here. This is this. This is the part right here. I didn't make it up. Okay. That is what the commercial said, and they emphasize the not because they know everybody thinks IRS is God. Omnipresent, all-powerful God that sees you and gets you. They say the word not. Substantial all revenue does not come from IRS audits. They bolded that. It's critical you get that. Because then everybody thinks IRS is God. IRS will get you. You didn't file, we'll get you. We go after your previous tax return. No, they don't. They don't have the resources. All right. Okay. All right. Very good. Any other questions?
Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless.
God bless you. Great question. Thank you, Brian, for bringing that wonderful question up for people to know the answer. 970 call. You're next. And then other people, if you have questions, get back on and we'll get your questions answered. Okay, what's your first name, 970 caller?
This is George. How you doing?
George. Very good, my friend.
Yeah,
hi. How did you about being in law school?
Long time ago. I think I've known, you know, I knew her and Schiff, and, you know, and it's kind of sad what happened to him. And but I see you're still standing and ready to keep going, and I think that's why, you know, your position is solid on solid ground. But I had a question about the 16th Amendment.
Bob, let me, George has covered that for a long time. He knows about Urban Schiff, been, you know, obviously known me for a while, and knows that, you know, Urban Schiff, others went to jail, got in trouble, but not Freedom Law School. So he likes to ask me questions about the 16th Amendment. Go ahead. Yes.
Yeah, they can hear. Make it real simple. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to make it real simple. In the part,
yes, sir.
okay, in the 16th Amendment, where it refers to without apportionment among the several states, with states being capitalized, does among the several states mean the territories?
No.
In the 16th Amendment.
Amendment is irrelevant.
Okay.
It is irrelevant to the whole income tax issue. I used to think it was relevant. I used to think like Herbership and many others, that income tax is an indirect excise tax. I did. Until I got into the whole definitions in the Internal Revenue Code. And that's when I found out, oh man, they got us all sidetracked in something else. Here's what you got to do, my friend. Go on our website, okay? Our YouTube channel. You see right here? Go search on there, okay? Despite 16th. Okay? That refers to 16th Amendment. And these three videos come up. I'm going to zoom in on you for you a little bit more. Okay? These three videos talk about it. How America was, how income tax was imposed on Americans despite the 16th Amendment, the long version, and the short version. And I did another one, shorter, 30 minutes, about did the 16th Amendment in 1913 permit the creation of the income tax? So these videos explain to you how the income tax was imposed despite the 16th Amendment. It's irrelevant whether it was passed or not. And income tax is not unapportioned indirect tax. Because in U.S. territories, the federal government was ruled by the Supreme Court, can do whatever they want. In D.C., the federal government was given power to do whatever they want. And any other land that was given to D.C., the federal government can tax it any way they want. That's what they wrote the law as applicable to Washington, D.C. And the Social Security tax, which I'll cover next week, by the way. Self-employment taxes I'll cover next week. It applies to only four federal island territories, not even to Washington, D.C., because they didn't do it that way. Any other questions?
Okay. Yeah, that helps me out. I think that's it. I thank you very much. That explains a lot to me.
My pleasure. Thanks
thank
for calling,
you.
George. You're welcome. Who we have next, guys? Yeah, the self-employment tax is not a trade or business issue. Yes, it is. Yes, correct. Yep. Yeah, yeah. Oh, it is on trade or business. Oh, my legal researcher corrected me. It relates to the definition of trade or business. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Area code 757, caller. Okay. All right. What is your first name, my friend, from area code 757?
Jerry, how you doing today?
Good. Greg? Gary, yes, sir. And how did you hear about your mom?
I met you way back when, in 2000, I think it was, in Arlington, Virginia, at a conference.
Oh, in 2000, so yes. I remember in D.C. you met me, yes.
I've known about you for a long time. I worked with Bob Schultz, We the People, GiveMeLiberty.org.
Yep. With Bob Schultz.
I was the guy that got Joe Bannister on national radio for the first time. But I got one question for you. I'm a federal retiree. Can they legally tax my retirement?
If you get federal pensions, my friend, you got a income tax on that. On that income only, though. You get federal pension. You get a pay income tax on that because your money comes from Washington, D.C. However, any income you make on your private business, on the side, whatever else you want to do, full-time, part-time, it's yours to keep, my friend.
All right.
So you have
there seems to be some kind of
as a non-resident alien with in relation to Washington, D.C., you pay income tax on that only. Unless you live in D.C., which I don't think you do, right?
No, I live in Virginia.
Okay, that's
there
it.
There seems to be kind of like a difference of opinion that only those who are appointed were elected to a federal position can actually be taxed. If I was performing a common right job for the federal government, then they couldn't do it. But that may be right. That may be wrong. I don't know.
Remember, you are getting money from Washington, D.C. in performance of function of federal public office. As a military officer, soldier, postal worker, working for a federal corporation of any some sort, you pay income tax on that, but only on that. Okay?
Okay.
All right,
well,
my friend.
Thanks.
You're welcome, my friend. My pleasure. Who else do you have for questions calling us tonight? We're going to call for area code 410. Give me the 3 hours so I can announce them on the – what are the other three area codes, two area codes?
Hello.
Hello. What's the other three area codes, guys? Let me announce them. 903. Next. 313. Uh-huh. And area code 347. All you guys, hang big near there, guys, okay? I'll be with you guys. Be patient. Let's go with the call from area code 410 next. What's your first name? And then your questions, my friend. And how'd you hear about us? Yeah.
Shanae, and I heard you about it on YouTube.
Okay.
Can you hear me, Viv?
Yes, I can hear you. What's your question, Shanae?
Okay. I've seen something where the IRS just stated that they were going to start monitoring any bank accounts over $600 because they have like a tax gap. So I was wondering, would that like affect us reporting taxes or anything? Because I think they're kind of forcing us on us. I haven't paid taxes in over 3 years. So I was like, with this new rule, you think that's going to like affect anything?
Okay. What I could hear, because I'm hearing it directly from over there, okay, is that you're concerned about the new proposal tax that the IRS can know about every time you take money in or out of your account for $600 or more. Well, two things. First of all, it's only a proposal. Hasn't been passed yet. Number two, it's not about every $600 a transaction you make. They want the banks to tell you a total deposits and withdrawals, because even that's too much for the IRS. I mean, you can get so much information that it just, you cannot sift through it. You literally cannot sift through when you have way too much information, okay? They just cannot do that.
Yeah.
They're not even looking for that. But even if so, as it is, you got to remember this. All this information does not help the IRS. Why does it cannot help the IRS? Well, I'll show you right here on the $63 million page. Where is that? Let me get it to you. Where is that $63 million? Hold on. Because that's the the answer to what you're looking for. Is that a $63 million page? Does it work yet? Okay, let's see if it works. I might be able to hear you here correctly. Okay, I think it may work right now. Let's see. Let's go to the front page of our website. Here we go. Under the IRS's Mostly Bluff page, okay,
mm-hmm.
Under, and you go down here to, not this page. No, not the other one. The other one, the under the dangers of filing income tax returns, okay? And here you see where is the letter from the IRS of 63 million non-filers. Here it is.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, you got to think about this. This is a very big admission by the IRS. Look, in his letter, they say what? Based on our 1996 tax file program, we estimate there are approximately, that was in 1998, they said that about 1996 tax year. 63 million taxpayers who have not filed a tax return and initially would appear to have a legal requirement to file. This estimate is based on data available to the service or the IRS in the individual master file. They have that information, but they can't do nothing about it. You see what I'm saying? They already have way too much information. They can't do nothing about it. Just doesn't matter if IRS has all that information. They cannot do anything with it. Okay, this assumption that people have that, oh, I work at a job, and they got W-2 from me goes to the IRS, or I'm an independent contractor. 1099 goes to the IRS. IRS knows about me. They see me. They're going to get me because that 1099 form or W-2 form. Wrong. They can't come after people. There's way too many people in the house already. They cannot come after everybody. There's way, way too many people out there. And that's the thing you got to understand. If you go to the page, IRS is mostly bluff. I got these videos you got to watch. The IRS is mostly bluff, okay? And I tell you, I'm going to take you to some of the key parts of these videos, which are absolutely amazing for you to know. And one of those things is the IRS, as it is, cannot come after non-filers. They are already unable to come after non-filers. Where's let's see, where is that? I think the next video I got that. Yeah, I think it's the next second video on this page. Yep. Yeah, second one right here. This one. This is the one that I go over how the IRS cannot, you know, just come after so many people and they don't come after you. I got a chart from this ProPublica. Here we go. That's it. I have it right here. ProPublica, a communist George Soros funded pro-IRS publication. How the IRS was gutted, right? Came out in 2018. Crying for pro-IRS. And look at this page on the top left. Okay, what they say? I'm going to go back just a little bit. Investigation of people who don't file a return have plunged. Back in 2010, of all the 63 million plus non-filer, according to IRS, 2.3 million they only come after. That's it. Not even 5% of non-filers. And in this chart, which is IRS is the source, in 2017, it plunged down. Look at that chart. To 360,000. Not even 1%. Not even 1% of non-filers they came after. And now, with the last couple years with the corona hoax, the IRS got a social distance, lockdown, all this nonsense. They're breaking like, bam! They got hit over the neck. They're down. They're practically coming after almost zero non-filers. I know. Because I used to have a lot more cases back in 2001 to 2010 years. After 2010, I saw I'm not getting as many cases to work on, to beat for the people. In fact, my victories, you see on my website, I haven't had that many victories because they're not cases to be fought at all. Our biggest victory is the IRS is just not doing anything. They're leaving you alone. Okay? Does that answer your question? Mm-hmm.
Yes. That answers my question.
Any other questions today?
Yes, it is.
All right.
About the straw man. I wanted to ask, can you buy back your straw man, even if you can't go through the IRS for them to pay you? Can you buy yourself out of it? This is currently like a loan or a debt or something. Can you buy it back from them?
Well, straw man is a part of this baseless argument about your birth certificate being sold by the county or state to the U.S. Department of Commerce and then monetizing your debt. That's all baseless legal theories. What you got to do is quit relying on this stuff. These websites, you want to read about it? Go ahead. They say all this nonsense. You see, without any proof whatsoever, it's just talk. It's just nonsense, okay, that they talk about all this stuff on his website, okay? There is no such thing. There is no straw man for you. They never monetize your labor to the version of it yet. Just because people talk about straw, about tooth theory and Easter Bunny on the internet, does that make him true? Does it? Of course not. I covered this topic in my previous Freedom Hours about straw man. In fact, if you go to our website, okay, our Freedom Laws, to our YouTube channel, okay, I'm going to show you, go to the channel, okay, and then you go under search, you go look straw man. I did a video on that topic specifically. There it is, okay? I did that. Here we go. Let me zoom on this a little bit more. Did I do my straw man? I don't think I did my specific straw man, but I did. On all caps, I did. Here we go. Does have straw man? But yeah, but the lamer doesn't have. Oh, here it is. Yeah, that's right. This one. To live free of income tax, do I need to object to my name in all caps or to my straw man? This was streamed 3 weeks ago. Go there, Shanae, and it's all described for you in more detail. Any other questions before I go to next caller?
No, thank you. You helped me very much.
You're welcome. I believe you have area code 903, 313, and 347 next, correct? All right. Call from area code 903, yes. What's your first name, and how did you hear about us?
Earl. My name's Earl.
Earl. And how did you hear about Freedom Law, Earl?
Online. I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all that you're doing for people. Thank you so much. One quick question, okay, is SSI, so Supplemental Social Security Income, is that income from the federal government since it's temporary?
I believe it is. I believe Social Security, of course. All the money that federal government pays is federal income. Now, so that's taxable as federal income. I haven't done exact detailed, deep look into it, exactly on point, and I want to do that, and I need to do that. But I believe it is. That's why in the law they specifically say that source, if you get all these Social Security income, it's not taxable. That's right. If you only get Social Security, it's not taxable because it is federal money. Federal money can be taxed. It's that simple. And you got to pay income tax on that, or it may be exempted by law. Federal pension, taxable. First Social Security alone, not taxable. Social Security plus other income, is they both become taxable. Does that help you?
So Supplemental Social Security income is income from the federal government.
Yes, but I understand if you get Social Security alone, they don't tax you. But you can have a side income job or another business, non-taxable. Okay? Only you have other federal income that's taxable. So you're not taxable anyhow because Social Security is not taxable even according to the way the federal law is written. So you're fine. But if federal pensions, salaries and contracts, those are taxable.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's go to the call from Echo 313. Your first name, my friend. How you heard about us? Are you there? Coming up, area code 313 call. Is he there yet? Okay. Your first name, and how did you hear about us, and then your question. I don't hear you. Are you there? Let's go to the next caller we have from area code 347. We'll come back to you, my friend. Maybe you can fix your audio sound issue, my friend. Call from area code 347. What is your first name?
I hope you can hear me okay. Hello?
SP? Yes. What's your name again?
Okay. This is P.
You're about to ask a question.
I was going to make a statement, but I see that one of the previous callers had already brought up the new monstrosity that they're trying to pass, where the government is trying to legalize snooping. So, but she had already addressed that. A friend of mine who's a CPA who knows that that most people do not, but, you know, he figures that's how he makes his living, so he's fine with that. But he did tell me that his training for tax resolution, when he's doing training for tax resolution, that the IRS had gotten new machines about a year or two ago so that they could run down the tax cheat, and that these new computers are connected to various different databases so they can monitor your spending habits, much like what the bill
Before you go on, your friend that says this stuff, the IRS got a new computer that they can track your spending habits. Look, there's a lot of nonsense out there.
No, not that. That is they can access different databases from different organizations, so that they can monitor your spending habits, so they can see whether or not you have money and you just have not been paying the IRS.
Look, as it is, the IRS cannot, okay, follow up with people. Like a simple W-2 or 1099 going to them, I didn't file that they made $80,000, $400,000 of W-2 or 1099 income. That's simple. That's short. There's no analysis of all the bank deposits and all the spending on these various credit cards and bank deposits and withdrawals to keep a track of. There's no need for that. They have W-2, you got paid, and 1099, simple. They're not coming after that simple thing because they're so incompetent. So, I'm sorry. I don't go on rumor. I go on hearsay. Same thing. This is not so. IRS cannot update its computers that go back to 1960s assembly language and COBOL, which is the entire system has to be completely revamped. You see, the new computer programs that are on the system allows you to part this part, this part, or this part, protect against this virus and that virus. Our system is not like that. The whole thing got to be redone. You cannot do parts of it like your friend says. So I disagree with your friend. However, if you can provide any proof of it, I'll happily look into it more closely. I promise you that. Give it to me. Okay?
Okay, sure. You know, I know you've been doing this for a long period. So,
great.
They're really looking forward to the IRS really going after people behind, you know, they figure that the law is just going to go through so that their business can increase.
Look, again and again, folks, remember this letter from the IRS. Way back in 1998, IRS says, okay, this is written from Mr. Charles O. Rosati, Commissioner of Internal Revenue. His staff is writing back to Mr. Duane Abel. They got this 63 billion non-filer based on data available. They already had available to the IRS from the individual master file. They already know about 63 million non-files, even way back then, who appeared to have a legal requirement to file. But look at the next paragraph line, by the way, that would help you. The vast majority of this taxpayer population are due refunds or would owe little or no tax. Okay, fine. Let's suppose 60 million of these people would have owed nothing or would refund. But look at the next part. So that's about 3 million would owe a bunch of money. The IRS says, since we do not have sufficient resources to work 63 million potential non-filers. The IRS is not God, folks. Look at me. Look at this. IRS is not God. Quit believing in media. They go, God, they're going to get you. That's the problem. They're drumming in your head. Trump-Russia conspiracy. Trump-Russia conspiracy. Trump-Russia conspiracy. Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. It's all a bunch of lies. Okay? The truth is, IRS tells you, they don't have resources to work 63 million potential non-filers. Now look, even if you take off, they know that the vast majority of these people are owed no money or would owe a refund. Let's vote only 3 million of them. Only 5% of them would owe tax. They're not working that either. They obviously know they cannot even work that 3 million either. They don't have enough resources. It takes out human power. You cannot just computerize everything. Okay, you just can't. Okay? So, it doesn't matter what the people put out there.
Well, my point is bringing up is that even if they do have the machines, the updated machines, no one will be able to get out to all 63 million. Likelihood is no. However, that doesn't mean that they won't be using it to go after enemies. It's just like putting that information out there to me is the same as year after year. There's a television show, there's a movie like The Untouchables, where the gangster gets caught by the IRS. Nobody else can catch him, but the IRS can. And that's a theme throughout the tax season in many multiple shows. If your eyes are open,
right,
you'll notice that takes place. So in this climate where this government is going after all their political enemies, that's really, I think, where their focus is going to lie. So if you're out there, if you're protesting the vaccine mandates, if you are at your school board or at your voting precinct, then I think you become a more likely target. And that information that they have now becomes a lot more valuable or
detrimental. Let me tell you something. I'm sorry. Let me tell you something very simple. Sure. Okay, look. If you're a freedom leader like me, okay, they're going to be after you. They're going to try to get you to stop you. You're not. They're after me for 27 years. And, yes, they can spend right now on the January 6th, insurrection hoax. They got a few hundred people in jail. That's right. Because they want to intimidate you. The goal is to fool you. The goal is to deceive you. I got a book here by The Art of War by Sun Tzu, the great general, Chinese. Okay, The Art of Warfare. Generals, military, political, and businessmen use this thing. And he says, Sun Tzu, what's the best way to win a war? Subdue your enemy with deception. How? So don't even fight you. They just surrender without a fight. No risk, no soldiers' lives, no army, no nothing. Pretend, make them believe they're so weak and they're so powerful. That's exactly what the IRS has done to American people through the help of their media for decades. And this Iranian Jewish-born freedom fighter is coming to America and telling you Americans, don't be afraid. Don't be chicken. Be founding fathers like Patrick Henry and George Washington. And stop being tired. I mean, afraid, folks. You got a lot more power. You just got to realize it. That's why you got to go and educate yourself, folks. Education materials on our website, see? That you cannot just do this in 5 minutes and undo years of decades of brainwashing. Go on to education materials, okay? And read the stuff here. Yeah, it's there. These down menu items, they're there to deprogram you of the IRS's powerful God. IRS is mostly bluff. you need to, my friend, go to this page and take your time to watch this video. IRS is mostly bluff. Call their bluff. I'll show it to you in this video. Then there's another video, Why Give Your Power Away, by letting the IRS bluff you into filing 1040 income tax forms. Here it is. You got to watch these two pages, these pages, these videos, and that's it. And remember the quotes from IRS commissioners. What do they say? Again and again, it bears repeating. These two IRS commissioners tell you, Goldberg and Rosati, what's critical here, Pete, for you to understand. Got it? Pete, it's critical for you to understand. The substantial all revenue does not come from IRS audits. It doesn't matter, W-2, 1099, or bank records. It doesn't matter. That's not how they get the money substantially. Okay, the word not bolded. Critical that you get this. It does not come from that. It comes from taxpayers file their returns. Got it? It comes from you file return. I repeat, from you file return. From you file a confession form. File the confession form. File confessio of the IRS money. It's a confession form that you sign under penalty of perjury. Okay, I'll show that to you again in this page. These are all confession forms. Let me show you. When you file a 1040 form, I got to do a thing on this, folks, on this confession forms. Here it is. Sorry. Here it is. On this page. This is on the right side. 1040 signature line under penalties of perjury. You declare everything is true, correct, and complete. That you owe them this money, 2,000 or 20 million. You say you owe it under penalty of perjury. Let the IRS commissioner say substantially the IRS money comes from. Got it? Watch those videos and let's go to another topic. Any other question before I go to the next caller, Pete? Any other topic? Yes. Any other question besides this topic?
No, it wasn't a question. I was just trying to contribute. I don't think you really heard me too well, but nonetheless.
Well, I heard you, but the contribution, well, I appreciate the love and the contribution, but I'm sorry to tell you it was the erroneous contribution. And I don't want our people to get false impressions, okay? So if you want to give that contribution to us before the Freedom Hour, please do email us at Freedom Hospital. Call us. We'd love to hear you. Then I'll review it. And if it's solid information, I'll bring it on this program for everybody to know. So give it to us then, not on the live show, okay? We'd love to hear your contributions. Please do share them with us. Okay? Thank you. Let's go to the next caller we got. What, Erica 313? How about any more callers? There's a question on there. Has it ever been, has the IRS ever provided evidence regarding the element of jurisdiction? Okay. Very good question. The government, federal government, has never attempted to provide evidence regarding elements of jurisdiction because they didn't need that. When they could, they seduce and deceive the American people, right? That they just file their returns anyhow. That's all they need to do. All they got to do is to convince these people that every weekend fill up football stadiums, basketball stadiums, or watch at home, or playing video games, or chit-chat, or party, having a great time, right? They got trained to be like sheeple. like cows. Eat what they give you in the mainstream media and just be happy. I'm good. They tell me I gotta pay my taxes. Okay, I will. Why should I ask questions? Why should I even bother to think? I'm too busy. And people are busy. Besides that, they get busy. They have families to raise, children to handle. You know, they have time to think and investigate and search things. So between being busy to make a living, survive, raise the children and responsibilities, and being busy with entertainment and fun, there's no time for thinking investigation. There was no need to prove element of jurisdiction because people don't question it. They just assume my U.S. government, the best government in the whole world. We are the best people in the world because we're just simply Americans and our government is the best. The governments and their people, Iranians, Russian, Chinese, North Koreans, Iraqis, Afghanis, oh yeah, they're the bad guys. The bad people, bad government. We Americans and our government is, we're wonderful. We're perfect. And we just upping my fair share of taxes to support our wonderful government, God, to protect us from all these bad people out there. That's a deception. That's how they do it, my friend. Okay? No, someone asked why Biden would want to hire more crooks. Of course they would hire more crooks because IRS has fallen apart. He's trying to throw him a little rope, but it won't work. Okay? Any other questions I should address? No. That's it. All right, guys. So, your job, my friends, is this. You got disabused of all of the patriot nonsense, garbage patriot mythologies that's out there. Okay? So what you need to do is to do this. Tell everybody about Live Free Now. That on our website, I prove there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. In their car, tell them to listen to this video. None of you listen in the car. They will not watch it. No, 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 no. Listen to it in the car as they drive. Hook up your cell phone to the car audio, put it to play. Listen a couple of times on the way to and from work. And then they'll be curious when having lunch to say, this stuff from the government's own website? Let me see. Let me see it on my own big screen computer. Oh, wow. It really is. Tell them about it and give them a chance. Folks, you are loving people when you share them our website. You give them a chance to be free, to not be a slave. How much does it make a difference for an average American to not have to pay millions of dollars in slavery taxes that they do not owe? How much would that improve the standard of living of the average American, your friends and family members? How much that will reduce the financial stress and emotional stress in their lives when millions of dollars throughout their lifetime is back in their own pocket to spend on themselves and their family as they deserve to. So it doesn't matter that they may be afraid, that they may be closed-minded, or they may be not interested, or they have the attitude of, if it's not my idea, if I didn't find out on my own, I don't want to hear from you. I'm going to find out on my own if I wanted to. Doesn't matter. You love them. You give them a chance. Send them to livefreenow.org, and hey, now it's on them. You did your best. You did what God wants you to do. Share them the truth. Let them love the truth and be free. Have peace and prosperity and joy. Or they can choose fear, ignorance, deception, poverty. That's their choice. But you give them the choice for them to make. You chose freedom. You chose truth. Continue on your search at livefreenow.org on our website. Go there. Watch the video on the front page. Go on the education materials tab. Educate yourself further. And call us if you have a question. Freedom Law Slashy answers our phone. Put the number on screen, guys. We welcome you calling us. We don't hide behind some texting or email messaging thing. You're welcome to call us. The number's on the screen. And someone will help you guide you through our website to the answers to the freedom that you're looking for. It's worth it so you can have peace, prosperity, love, and joy, more of it in your life.